Russian jet crash triggers new action
to heighten security for overseas flights.
Left off the GOP debate stage.
For somebody like Chris Christie, it's got to be a blow.
Oil giant under scrutiny.
Investigating whether ExxonMobil lied about climate change.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 6 days after a Russian jetliner crashed in Egypt and amid intelligence suspicions that a bomb may have caused it, the government's looking to step up security for flights coming to the United States. CBS News senior national security analyst Juan Zarate joins us. What's the concern here?
We don't have direct flights coming in and out of Sharm el-Sheikh into the U.S., but what we have to worry about is the potential that you have luggage, cargo, even individuals who are making their way from a place like Sharm el-Sheikh, which may not have sufficient security, and making its way through a third country and then into the U.S. And so you have the Department of Homeland Security, TSA, now considering additional measures at those third country locations, those airports.
What measures are we likely to see?
Certain luggage restrictions. You may see some delays in terms of screening that may take place with respect to cargo or luggage that is going on the civilian aircraft. You may see additional screening. And so there may be additional measures that you see, and certainly those that you will not see in third countries where U.S. passengers and certainly U.S. aircraft will be impacted.
In Sharm el-Sheikh, CBS's Alex Ortiz tells us it's a chaotic scene for British tourists looking to get home.
British planes have begun flying the nearly 20,000 tourists who are in Sharm el-Sheikh after the U.K. suspended flights to and from the Red Sea Resort on Wednesday. Sharm el-Sheikh Airport is under scrutiny as flight restrictions suggest airport security isn't up to international standards. Passengers have reported lax security, getting onto flights with liquids, and one tourist even recounted paying an airport official $30 to skip security altogether.
He put the case on the conveyor belt, and the girl checked us in, and at no point did my luggage go through, any scanner.
People here are speculating about who might have had access to the plane. Routinely, cleaners, maintenance crews, baggage handlers, and caterers would all have had access to the doomed flight before it took off.
Here at home, the persona of the Illinois cop known as G.I. Joe continues to unravel. He was exposed this week as a thief who stole from a youth program and staged his own suicide to look like a murder. Now it's been revealed Charles Joseph Glinowitz was looking to hire someone to kill the woman he thought was about to blow the whistle on him.
It's very unsettling. My concern is my family. It's quite unbelievable and almost surreal.
Fox Lake Administrator Ann Marin was putting the pieces together.
There were a lot of red flags when I couldn't get answers to who's in the Explorer program. Do we have a roster? Do we have parent consent forms? Where are you going today? Why do you need to use the village van?
Personnel records released last night show Glinowitz had been suspended, accused of sexual harassment, and threatened a dispatcher. In Chicago, the shooting death of a 9-year-old boy this week was no accident. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says Tyshawn Lee was lured into an alley and executed because of his father's alleged gang ties.
We've tried to interview him at least twice, but he made it emphatically clear that he's not cooperating with us.
The boy's father says he's got nothing to say.
I'm hurt. My son got killed, so it's like I don't know things. I can't be cooperative with something I don't know.
A $35,000 reward has been posted for information leading to an arrest. When the Republican presidential candidates debate next week on Fox Business Channel, only 8 will be on the main stage. Because of their low poll numbers, Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee didn't make the cut.
For Christie and Mike Huckabee, it's like two guys on a major league roster being sent down to the minor leagues. It puts them in a significantly worse position. While they'll be in the conversation, they'll only be secondary factors.
And political analyst Stuart Rothenberg, Lindsey Graham, and George Pataki have been told they won't be invited to the preliminary debate. The man who said he was trying to make a point about big money in politics by flying a gyrocopter to a landing on the Capitol lawn in April will plead guilty in a plea bargain. Donald Hughes could get up to 3 years in prison. ExxonMobil, one of the largest companies in the world, is being investigated for allegedly keeping the lid on climate change research. CBS's Paula Reed in Washington.
The company has received a subpoena from the New York Attorney General demanding documents, financial records, and emails. The investigation will look into whether the company lied to the public about the risks of climate change or to investors about the impact it could have on the oil and gas industries.
ExxonMobil denies any wrongdoing. In Arkansas, police say 6 people were killed killed in a charter bus crash early this morning. It happened on an interstate in North Little Rock. A small-town Pennsylvania cop who fatally shot an unarmed motorist as he lay face down on the ground has been acquitted at her trial. Key to the case, video from the officer's stun gun, which she used before shooting the 59-year-old suspect twice in the back. Officer Lisa Merkel shouted for the man to show his hands, but he didn't. After fleeing the traffic stop, Merkel says she thought she was in danger.
I truly wish it didn't happen, and that they should. I want them to know that I never wanted to shoot anybody.
The family of the man, David Kasich, called the verdict unfair. Merkel says she hopes to resume her career as a cop. One of the world's top automakers is making an investment in artificial intelligence. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnano.
At a Tokyo news conference, Toyota announced it's creating a $1 billion company to develop AI and robotics for vehicles and other uses. Heading it, a leading expert, Gil Pratt, who says he's motivated by having to tell his elderly dad he could no longer drive, and seeing in grade school a young bicyclist killed by a driver.
I remember it like it was yesterday. The poor boy, and also the driver, head in his hands, crying.
Facilities will be located near Stanford University and MIT. Steve?
Well, George Barris used his intelligence and love of cars to create the Batmobile for 1960s TV.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Barris, who has died at 89, made other custom vehicles for TV and the movies and helped define California's car culture. That Batmobile was built from a refurbished 1955 Lincoln. It sold a couple of years ago at auction for more than $4 million. An American volcano that roared more than three decades ago could get active again. CBS's Jim Shenevy has the story.
Is Washington's Mount St. Helens about to blow its top again? Geologists have found a much larger magma chamber deeper below the Earth's crust and say earthquakes around the volcano are a sign that magma is pumping from this lower chamber to the upper one, which is just below the lava dome. Mount St. Helens erupted in May of 1980, killing 57 people and reducing the height of the mountain by 1,300 feet. Experts say there was a similar series of distinct earthquakes leading up to that eruption. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
In outer space, NASA's MAVEN spacecraft has found that the sun robbed Mars of its once thick atmosphere and water. It's thought the planet had a weak magnetic field billions of years ago. The Earth's strong magnetic field is protection against erosion from the solar wind. That's the roundup produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.